From Newbury's Corn Exchange to Crookham Common, this is Kennet Radio.
Welcome to this podcast from Kennet Radio. Our subject is the proposal to have three weekly black bin collections at West Berkshire Council from domestic residences. I spoke with Councillor Stuart Gawley, who is the Executive Portfolio Holder for Environment and Highways at the Council.
What's the background to the three-weekly black bin collection plan?
Yeah, so there's a lot to it. We've been developing our new waste strategy at the council, which runs through to 2032. And there's some real clear objectives of that waste strategy, and that's around increasing our recycling rate up to 60% and reducing recyclable waste that goes to landfill and energy for waste facilities. It's also about reducing the amount of waste we create and helping to reduce the cost to dispose of it, and also to cut carbon emissions and help fight climate change.
So it's not just landfill, it's also this thing, you said the name of it, where they create a bit of energy from the waste.
Yes, energy for waste. It's basically where the waste gets disposed of and we can recover energy from that as part of that process. It's a way of kind of pulling something back from what would have gone to landfill many years ago. And obviously that's a bad thing for things to go to landfill. We want to avoid that where we can.
So there's two things at play here. You're trying to increase the amount that is recycled by, if you like, gentle persuasion, but also to reduce the overall amount just going into waste.
Yeah, so we do have some good recycling rates across the West Berkshire. I think that's fair to say. There is more we can do. We absolutely know that. We know that 42% of current black bin composition is recyclable through one of our existing curbside routes. 22% of the black bin is still food waste, where we have a weekly food waste collection. But we are, unfortunately, in the top 25 worst councils in the country. So you're talking over 300 local authorities. We're in the top 25 worst for the amount of waste produced per household. And that has some real implications coming down the line in future government legislation. It's a very technical topic. It's the emission trading scheme. It's effectively an equivalent to the landfill tax. And that carries a risk to the council of almost £1.5 million in our current status. And we need to really work hard as a council, as a district, as a community to reduce the volume of waste we're producing. And that is part of the focus of that waste strategy. And one of the kind of things that we are introducing is that free weekly bin collection, as well as increasing our curbside recycling routes.
So you're talking there about the overall waste, including recycling. Everything is very high. We're in one of the highest councils. And why is that? Is it because we're affluent?
There's many reasons behind it, and there is looking at the data and looking at the information available with the kind of analysis that's been done. Yes, there is a link between kind of more affluent areas and the volume of waste produced. It's not the only reason, but it is one. Yes.
So, summary: one of the things driving this three-weekly black bin collection is we might get taxed by the government for the overall amount of waste. So, if we don't reduce it, we're going to get hit by that cost.
Yeah, absolutely, that is one of them. And also, it's better for the environment to reduce and reuse. And actually, recycle sits at the top of the pyramid of things we should do, because recycling still takes energy to do. So one of the best things for the environment is to reduce what we're doing in the first place, and then reuse what we can't recycle, and then recycle as almost the last thing. So there is a hierarchy of waste that's there, because actually to reduce it in the first place, it doesn't take resource or natural energy or resources in some way. So that's the best thing to do in the first place, and that's part of that overall objective, is to reduce that waste production.
Right. What's actually planned, and when will it take place?
Yeah, so what's planned? It's a great question. I know there's a lot of concern out there about this. So the headline topic is really that we will be moving our black bin residual waste collections to free weekly from fortnightly. We will continue our fortnightly recycling offering, which we've recently expanded to include household batteries and pots, tubs and trays. And we will be keeping the food waste collection at weekly. So weekly food waste, fortnightly recycling, free weekly black bin collections. And in terms of when it will be implemented, it will be coming later in the year, but I want to reassure residents that there will be lots and lots of communication coming between now and that change, and we will be communicating that kind of go-live date in the kind of coming weeks and months. So keep an eye out. We've got plenty of comms planned for it.
A couple of comments I picked up online. Jane, one of the petition signatories, says, "It's a public health issue. Solid dressings, babies' nappies, bags of dog poo, other animal tray excretions. These are not recyclable and could contain pathogens. The smell would be horrendous in the summer for all, particularly the people emptying the bins. What's your thoughts on that?"
Yeah, I think that's a fair question and completely understand the concern. I mean, I suppose to give you a bit of insight into my own personal circumstances, and I, you know, as a resident of West Berkshire, you know, I have a medical condition that requires me to dispose of sensitive medical waste. So I make sure that I double bag that already. And it goes inside my, it's double bagged, goes inside my black bin bag, which then goes into my black bin. I've also got free indoor cats. So again, I double bag their cat litter to ensure that when it goes into my black bin, it is it's really contained and to really make sure we minimise that risk. So I completely understand why people have those concerns. I think it's really important to make the most of our food waste collections. Like I said, 22% of black bin waste is still food waste, even though we've been, you know, providing a food waste collection weekly now for the best part of almost 2 years. Well, in fact, it's over 2 years. So it's really important that residents make the most of that and really help to minimise those perishable types of waste that do go into black bin. I think it's also really important to highlight that even at free weekly collections, we will still provide more weekly capacity in West Berkshire in the black bin than Reading Council do currently at two weekly collections. So I think that's really key is in terms of from a capacity perspective, we will still be providing more weekly, if you divided it up over the 3 weeks, than Reading do at two weekly. So there is a bit of myth to dispel there.
Do you mean each week in the recycling and the food compost?
No, just in the black bin itself.
Oh, I see. In terms because, of, right.
Yeah, so absolutely.
I don't understand that. Why is that? Have they got
smaller
black
bins? Yeah. I think their weekly collection literage off the top of my head is about 60 litres, and ours will be 80 at 3 weeks.
Right.
Or very similar, but it's definitely more. So we will still provide more weekly capacity if you were to add.
Right.
You know, divide the capacity of a black bin over 3 weeks in Reading do. And they don't even collect glass at the curbside in Reading. So I suppose what I'm trying to say is, in terms of capacity-wise, we are good. We've got plenty. We provide the most capacity of our neighbouring Berkshire authorities. We also offer the food waste weekly collection, which is really key to make the most of. And I suppose what I would say is, I wouldn't ask people to make this change unless I felt that I... You know, like I said, I'm a resident of West Berkshire. I'll be moving to free weekly bin collections as well. I wouldn't be asking people to do it if I didn't think we could. You know, there is evidence to show that we don't see public health issues with free weekly bin collections. We're not an outlier anymore, really, as a local authority. There are plenty of local authorities now moving that way. A lot of Welsh authorities actually do four weekly black bin collections. And quite a significant amount of those. And we're seeing more and more local authorities move. You know, if you were to look at the evolution of our recycling streams over the last, since 1997, they have increased and increased and increased. And actually, if you add up all of the capacity through the kind of waste streams that we offer at the curbside, so garden waste, food waste, pots, tubs and trays, glass, cardboard, textiles, household batteries, it's just gone up and up and up and up. So we're really just trying to change people's habits and behaviours and continue that education to move that from that black bin where we're seeing capacity in a lot of places. Almost 50% of residents responded to the consultation saying they had space in the black bin at the end of the 2 weeks. We're trying to, you know, move those that aren't to making sure we're using those recycling streams we've got.
So your answer to the concern about nappies, dog poo and so forth is double bagging, or in your case, you seem to be doing triple bagging.
But yeah, it just through the way we handle it, really. Yes, and I think, you know, I would absolutely say, like, make the right decision for your household. And for me, that is double bagging it in the particularly sensitive stuff. And if you've got concerns around capacity, we do have a kind of extra capacity process. We do have larger bins, and they are given where there are particular reasons, such as medical conditions or larger households or a number of children in nappies, for example. So that is an existing process we've got, and that will be staying. So what I would advise is, if you are concerned, you know, and you feel like you're doing all you can do with regards to recycling, you know, speak to the council, speak to your local councillor, speak to the council customer services, and they can get you in contact with the waste team, and we can work through the options and help advise what there is, because we do offer extra recycling tubs for free. You can ring up and have as many recycling tubs as you want, you know, so there is plenty of options there and plenty of support available.
Young Terry from Thatcham, hello to you. Terry asks, it's a good question actually, Stuart, because it's easy to confuse these things. He says, if so many people do, hang on, first question, I'm getting confused with the second one. If we in West Berkshire are so good at recycling, why are we so low down in the nation scale? I think it's two different things, isn't it?
Yeah, it's two different metrics. So we have fairly positive recycling rates in terms of our recyclate. We're in the region of 53% off the top of my head. But the second bit where we aren't so good is the sheer volume of waste collectively across recycling and our residual, so your black bin. That's where we see that challenge. That's where we're in the top 25 worst local authorities in the country. So we've got to try and tackle that by reducing the waste we produce in the first place, by either reducing and reusing, you know, and then recycling as much as we possibly can, where we can.
So that overall volume presumably comes down to using a lot of packages.
Yeah, it's a number of things, really, I think. And I think there is an onus, and I would like to see more pressure put on the suppliers of stuff to reduce their plastics in the first place, especially the soft plastics. I think a lot have done some great stuff around moving more to paper, which is a lot easier to recycle than plastic is in general. But I definitely would like to see more further down that supply chain, but with the pressure in terms, especially around our supermarkets. I think you go in and take a look around your average supermarket and how much is that really soft plastic, which is a bit of a challenge to recycle.
So soft plastic is like bread bags.
Yeah, yes, yes, yeah. Yeah, stuff like that. We know there is legislation coming down from national government around that. I think it's due to come in at 2027. But the challenge with waste in general is it's a market, and there's got to be a market to then move that off to, recycle it off to at some point. And the market just isn't there yet for that soft plastic, which is why I welcome the kind of national legislation coming around that later on in a few years' time. But I would like it to come sooner, because I think we've got to legislate to create that market in this instance.
Another question on the text, if so many people do double bagging, etc., that's not doing much in reducing plastics.
Yeah, it's a fair comment, you know, and like I said earlier, I would, you know, do what's right for your individual household. I think it's probably the least worst of the options. You know, what I would say is that our bins, our black bins, are very robust. You know, in terms of what they're made of to contain any concerns around smells, if there is any. I mean, it's not something we see feedback from in terms of other free weekly collection authorities, but like I said, it's down to the individual to make the right choice for their household. But it is a fair point, you know, absolutely get that.
What's the nearest council doing three weekly black bin collections to us then?
It would probably be Labour controlled Bracknell.
Right.
So they've been doing it for 2 years, yeah. So we've obviously spoken a lot to them about it, and the success. In fact, one of our officers that's supporting this change, he lives in Bracknell, so he's very much lived the free weekly transition, and he's like, once people get used to it, actually, it's a really positive experience, and it can be achieved. And again, then I think the capacity they offer at free weekly is less than ours would be at West Berkshire.
Going back to the consultation, Nikki Marshall started the petition. I think they've got over 1,000 people signing it at the moment. She says this change is rooted in a consultation process that many believe was fundamentally flawed. It failed to include a direct question about whether residents support the specific shift to a 3-week collection period, which undermines the validity of the reported support. What's your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I mean, I would argue that the consultation was focused on the whole way strategy. It wasn't just about 3-weekly bin collections. And I mean, that's really important to highlight, that this change is part of a much wider strategy of things with regards to our waste management. You know, and part of that strategy gives us some recommendations of things to do and a direction of travel. And that was around shifting to 3-weekly bin collections. So questions were asked around that topic. One of the first questions that was asked was around, like, how much capacity do you have in your black bin at the end of a fortnight? And almost 50% of residents said they had space left in their black bin at the end of that fortnightly period. And also 52% of residents responded that they could make the change to 3-weekly bin collections with support. And I think it's really important to highlight at this point that since that consultation, we've introduced 2 more recycling streams at the curbside. We've introduced the plastic pots, tubs and trays, and we've also introduced household batteries. So continuing to make those changes will continue to free up space in that black bin. And I've kind of touched on it already that we have an extra capacity process for those that are concerned and do fit the criteria, such as larger families and medical conditions and other extenuating circumstances. And I think I mentioned as well that we do offer, you know, unlimited free recycling containers if you feel that you could recycle more but didn't necessarily have the capacity in your existing containers.
One specific one, batteries. It took me by surprise the other day when I discovered you could do batteries, recycle batteries. Are they in a separate container you've got to do those?
No, so all we would ask residents to do with our household batteries, so that's like your double A's, your triple A's, your small 2032s, etc., is to put them into a see-through bag, kind of tie that up, see-through bag, and then pop it on top of your black bin collection. So it goes with your black bin. And there's obviously a real reason for that, is to keep batteries and cardboard separate, for example,
in terms of
risk. So it goes on top of your black bin. So put it in a clear bag, pop it sealed on top of a black bin, and the crews will collect it and pop it into a special container they have on the side of the vehicles. So again, really easy way to recycle at the curbside, and a fantastic opportunity. Again, freeing up space in the black bin.
And the tubs and yoghurt pots and meat trays, they go in with, I'm losing the plot slightly, it's the green bag, isn't it, they go in with tins and they... Yeah.
Yes, it goes in with the tins and the existing plastics we recycled at the curbside, so no extra containers for plastic tubs and trays.
What's the next step?
Yeah, so obviously I talked about it earlier, lots of comms. We don't want this to be a surprise to residents. We appreciate, you know, this is a big change. I get it, absolutely get it, and we're going to make sure we communicate thoroughly over the coming months, you know, with how to get support, with the facts and figures behind it. You know, I believe that people need to understand what the objectives are of the change and also why we're making that change. So there'll be plenty of comms, you know, direct literature to people's houses as well as bin hangers. So please keep an eye out over the coming weeks and months for bin hangers on your bins, informing of the change and the change dates, and also direct mail to your house, which will include a calendar of when the various collections will be happening, because that's really critical for residents to understand what will be collected when. And what I would urge people to do now is, what, you know, whilst we've got time, is to really review what your waste collection receptacles look like and how they're doing. I'm not going to lie, I wander around the streets of Newbury and West Berkshire quite a bit, and you'll be surprised at how many food caddies have got all sorts of stuff in them that aren't being used for waste collection, or have got plants in them where someone's used it as a plant pot. So, you know, really go back and review what they're being used for, and if you've got damaged ones or missing ones, certainly the recycling tubs and bags and the food waste, please do report that to the council through the Report a Problem webpage or via phone, and we can get some new ones to you. If you feel you need extra to give you a bit more capacity recycling, again, report that through the webpage and we will, or via phone to the council, and we can supply those. So really take stock and make sure you're prepared for that change as a household. And again, if you're worried, I would encourage you to speak to the waste team at the council or your local councillor, and they can help make sure you get the support that there is from the council. We want this to be a success at the end of the day.
And presumably there's more information on the website.
Yes, there is. Yeah, there's a whole article on there that was put up a few weeks ago talking about the change coming, and that will be updated once we confirm the date. And like I said, keep an eye out for literature direct to your house as well as bin hangers.
And that's westbarks.gov.uk.
Correct, yeah.
There's an interesting service, which I think a lot of people don't realise is on that website, is that if you do get in a bit of a twist with your calendars and so forth, you can just go in and put your postcode in and it tells you when your next collections are for the various strands.
Absolutely, yeah, yeah. I've not had to use it yet because I just look out across to see what the chap does across the road. He tends to be the one that goes first in the street. that tends to be the barometer for what bin collection day it is. And I mean, you would think, being the portfolio holder, I would have this ingrained on the inside of my eyelids, but I am human and I often forget. But yes, you're absolutely right. There is a calendar. You pop it in your postcode, it tells you what collection's coming up next.
And will there be an opportunity for public feedback?
Yes. I mean, obviously, we've had the broad consultation with over 5,500 respondents just before Christmas last year. Always welcome to feedback. You know, like I said, we want to make this a success. So I would absolutely say, once it's live, reach out to your local councillors or to me or to the waste team at the council, to feedback any questions or concerns so we can modify if we need to. But I think, like I said earlier, we're not an early adopter when it comes to this change now. There are a lot of places that have been doing this for a long time, and some of them local. Like I said, Bracknell has been doing it for over 2 years now. And they've seen a significant jump in their recycling rates and also the reduction in the household waste produced. So I am very confident that we can make this a success, but obviously want to help residents that do have those concerns, do have those extenuating circumstances. So absolutely, yeah, please get in contact with your local councillor or the waste team at the council.
Or yourself.
Or myself, yeah, absolutely.
You just have to put Stuart Cawley, West Berkshire Council, and it comes up with your details. Great, thank you very much, Stuart. Have we had another comment? Oh, it's Terry from Thatcham again. Where does our black bin waste, does it go to landfill or burning?
Yeah, so there is a very small percentage, and I can't remember off the top of my head what that is, that does still go to landfill. Very, very, very small. The vast majority of our black bin waste, as alongside many others, and the vast majority of local authorities use energy for waste facilities now, and that's where the majority of our black bin waste goes. That's why we're really keen to make that shift, to make sure, like I said, 42% of the black bin can still be recycled, and at the moment it's going off to be turned into energy, and we want to stop that from happening and divert that, because like I said, there's some real implications coming with national legislation down the line in terms of emissions trading scheme, which will impact energy for waste. So we need to make sure we divert as much of our recycle it from energy for waste as possible.
And one of the options up at the Newtown recycling facility is that, isn't it? It's the energy for waste, or waste for energy.
No, we don't have that facility.
I thought it was, because it's just the one that you just put general waste.
Quite possibly, yeah. I mean, it will probably go somewhere into a network of stuff. So obviously our partner Veolia have a massive network, and they will always pick the best possible route for what's delivered into our household waste recycling centres. I mean, that is something else that I forgot to mention, is alongside all of the great stuff we do at the curbside, and we are by far one of the best councils in terms of offering at the curbside. We also do have our two fantastic household waste recycling centres in terms of Padworth and Newtown Road, that will give extra capacity and recycle more things, like vapes, for example, can be recycled at those two sites safely. Paint and larger goods, and we do our curbside collection of larger goods as well for a small cost. So there is so much that we can do at the curbside and for our household waste recycling centres.
That was Councillor Stuart Gawley, the Executive Portfolio Holder for Environment and Highways at West Berkshire Council, talking about the planned 3-weekly black bin collections. I hope you enjoyed our podcast. Don't forget, we're on the air on Kennet Radio 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, on 106.7 FM, online on kennetradio.com and on your mobile. Thank you for listening. Bye-bye.
From Stockcross to Midgham, this is Kennet Radio.